This is National Native News. I'm Antonia Gonzalez. Last month, a man shot off a gun near tribal spearfishers on a lake in northern Wisconsin. For many, that brought back memories of protests over Native spearfishing rights in the 1980s and 90s. The man involved in the recent incident says he was shooting at a squirrel on his property, but is now facing misdemeanor hate crime charges. Some tribal members want tougher prosecution. Ben Meyer explains.
The protest Monday morning in front of the Vilas County Courthouse was silent but noticeable. People like Shannon Ratana held signs demanding justice for tribal members and respect for treaty rights.
We're tired of the hate. We're tired. Racism is hatred, and feeding and allowing that to continue for so long it's unacceptable, and we're not going to stand for it. We won't tolerate it anymore.
On the night of May 2nd, Ratana's uncle and three others were practicing their federally protected right to spearfish for walleye off reservation, this time on Little St. Germain Lake. On shore, 61-year-old James Kelsey fired a shotgun. He says he was firing at a squirrel on his property. Ratana doesn't buy it.
So that's why my shirt says he's not a squirrel. You know, clearly he's not a squirrel, he's a man.
No one was hurt by the shots, but police arrested Kelsey that night. He was charged with two misdemeanors, including a hate crime. But Kelsey's attorney, Steve Lucarelli, told me his client really was firing at a red squirrel on his property.
These were two unrelated events, assumptions have been made that they are related. There's a reasonable explanation for what occurred.
The attorney said he's concerned the episode is being blown out of proportion, but Kelsey's bond includes restrictions on guns, alcohol, and going onto tribal lands. The case comes against the backdrop of protests over the spearfishing rights of Ojibwe tribal members, which started in the 1980s and, at times, became violent and racist. Brittany Lerdahl, a Lac des Flambeaux tribal member holding a sign on Monday, says she had hoped the Northwoods was past those days.
I was just hoping that I would read about it in the 80s and never really thought I would have to relive it.
For National Native News, I'm Ben Meyer in Eagle River, Wisconsin.
The leader of a tribal group tackling transboundary issues is retiring. Tiz Peterman has led the Southeast Alaska Indigenous Transboundary Commission since 2017.
I've worked projects all my life, and I just decided it's time to take time for myself.
A few months after the commission was formed in 2014, the Mount Polly mine spilled waste into British Columbia waters. Incoming Executive Director Frederick Olson says there are other mine activities that feed into Alaska's rivers and salmon habitat.
Everybody already knows about Mount Polly. That's just a minuscule little blip on the map compared to Red Chris Mine, which is operating in the Stikeen River watershed right now.
The commission is working to address issues on both sides of the border.
There's a lot more transboundary issues than mining. You know, there's also the cruise ship waste, there's oil tankers, there's murdered and missing Indigenous women, on and on.
Olson has worked as the commission's outreach coordinator and board chair. The U.S. House Appropriations Subcommittee on the Interior, Environment, and Related Agencies will hear about the healthcare response to COVID-19 in Indian Country. A hearing is scheduled Thursday to gather testimony on the Indian Health Service response and the use of emergency COVID-19 funding. Witnesses include leaders from the Indian Health Service, the National Indian Health Board, and the National Council of Urban Indian Health. I'm Antonia Gonzalez.
National Native News is produced by Kawanak Broadcast Corporation with funding by the Corporation for Public Broadcasting.
Support by AARP CommunityConnections.org that connects you to help in your community and enables you to join or organize your own online mutual aid group, share ideas, and help your family, neighbors, and those most affected by COVID-19.
Support by BNSF Railway, moving our economy for over 165 years. Our vision is to operate injury and accident-free with safety programs, training, and technology. More at bnsf.com/tribal relations.
Native Voice One, the Native American Radio Network.